This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
25 years of making a huge difference in Kentucky agriculture was celebrated Friday, June 19th, as the Kentucky Agriculture Development Board closed out a year-long celebration. Kentucky Office of Agriculture Policy Director Brandon Reed says that difference is reflected in how the tobacco settlement money has been used.
Ag Development Board and the strategic investments that they've made over the last 25 years, over $800 million. But the finance corporation, sitting at over $200 million in assets, that's bigger than most small town banks, over 1,000 active loans.
Reed says he's traced the history of the program from the very start.
We started with the Ag Finance Corporation, and then we moved to the Ag Development Board, and we had a lunch for everyone there at the History Center. It was a nice event. We was able to put a panel together. I wanted to do the history of the last 25 years and how it came about and what they went through.
He adds a panel discussion included one of the legislators who helped craft the original bill.
I started out before House Bill 611 was passed from my perspective, and then I moved on to Senator Webb, and she was a legislator at the time, so she got to work on the legislation and see how, and she also sits on a tobacco oversight committee there in Frankfort.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs, whether it's cornstalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care. Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability, so famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower, in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Kentucky Office of Ag Policy Director Brandon Reed says the panel also included comments from Mr. Bill McCloskey, who's helped build the programs.
Bill McCloskey, who's worked for Kentucky Office of Ag Policy for 25 years, he's my deputy executive director. He was basically there when it was started.
And he says Wayne Hunt finished a discussion with a look back at serving on the Ag Development Board and Ag Finance Board since the very start.
Finished off the panel by basically, being a board member, the first board member there.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.